The room was buzzing with chatter as students filed into the alumni room. Election results are being projected on the wall, and the overflow area outside the room is filling up as another TV is brought in as voting closed in key states such as Florida and Virginia. Cameron Martin, a student at SCSU, had this to say as the event started.
I'm very excited for the opportunity to be here. To see all my friends and colleagues in that room, all with differing opinions, it's really exciting for the first time voting.
The event was organized by members of student government in conjunction with SCSU's Political Science Department and Pi Sigma Alpha, the National Political Science Honor Society. Event organizer Donna Ballmer explains why she wanted to have this kind of event.
Because we wanted to bring students together in a bipartisan way, and since this has been such a crazy election season, it would just be nice to sit and eat and win some prizes and watch the returns come in.
SCSU student Patrick Nelson said he was surprised at the overall tone of the night's festivities.
It's friendly, friendlier than I thought it would be. That's nice.
Fellow student Damien Katupas said that the party was reassuring to him.
Yeah, it's certainly lively. I'm impressed, honestly, because typically I would not, if you had to twist my arm and make me choose, I would not imagine college-age demographic being that interested in politics. But no, it seems like a fair enough amount of people have turned up for this event, which is reassuring.
Assistant professor for political science Jim Cottrell says he thinks the viewing party is a great idea.
I think when they see the connection between voting and what's going on here, they do feel a part of it, you know. So hopefully many of these students voted this morning, and then tonight they're watching the result of it, and they're seeing everything come in, and they see that connection that actually the people are deciding.
Cottrell also explains the importance of voting for students and how it affects them here in St. Cloud.
That's important for St. Cloud, too, because, you know, the local people are the ones that decide how much funding we're going to get as a university. How much is tuition going to cost for you? And the president doesn't decide that. I mean, that's not up to the president. It's going to be the state and local leaders that decide how much your education in St. Cloud State is going to cost. So if college students could start to realize that, I think that's going to be very important.
For KVSC News, I'm Jay Houston.